apparently Dragon Ball Daima isn't hitting for everyone? Let's talk about that.
No, I can't believe you said Daima's not hitting for everybody, bro. What do you mean?
Not a Dragon Ball fan, bro? Are you?
Oh, I know, right? What I mean by that, Dotto, and you brought up a really good point, okay?
I did?
You did. When? I think without even knowing it. Because
yeah, because I don't know when I said this.
When we were filming our reaction, again, you can support the podcast by becoming a key member. Link down below and you can see our reactions. But Dotto says, you know, I didn't even stay off Twitter. And I was on Twitter and I didn't see anything about this episode. And I was like, that's crazy.
I did say that.
Because.
Which is weird because, I mean, a pretty big thing happens in this episode. No spoilers.
No spoilers yet. What are you talking about? Dude, we're about to dive all up and in.
I know. This is about to be a lot of spoilers. There might be spoilers in the goddamn thumbnail. We can't promise that. It might have already been spoiled.
This episode, by the way, was very good. I would say this is like the beginning of like really seeing what they're going to cook with as far as like the fighting in this one goes. I mean, we've had like a taste of it, but this was like the first, I think, probably what you would consider real fight occurs in this episode specifically. But I think the thing that I was alluding to here is that if this were Dragon Ball, even Z back in the day, we had Dragon Ball Z with Twitter. I just think week to week you would be seeing more about it than you are right now. And so that's kind of where I was going with this, because it's almost like people are either slow adopting, and this could be a thing. I've seen some people mention that they're waiting for it to all be done so that way they can binge it. But also some of my IRL friends watched that first episode and now they haven't watched any others. Like they watched the first one and they're not caught up on it at all. And we're now on episode 6. Why do you think that is?
I think, first of all, I want to address, I will never understand people that wait till everything's done to watch it like that. One, amazing ability of self-control. I do congratulate you on that. And two, it's just like, damn, where's the enjoyment of the mystery, dude? Where's the carving a little bit of time out of your week to just nourish your brain on something?
It's that Netflix effect, Dotto. It's too many people gotten so used to like, here's all 8 episodes. You can watch them this weekend and then instant gratification and you don't have to wait week to week.
I guess so. I guess that's why my favorite thing is I actually like the Arcane style of like 3 episodes every
did you watch them?
Maybe 1 week. Or 2 weeks. I did. I am caught up. Dude, I did watch.
So good. Oh my God.
Yeah. Lots of gays in that show, I'll tell you what. I just said that. Now I have to qualify because people are going to be like, what do you mean by that? But I just felt like, let's just say I got a lot of TikTok edits of Victor and Jace.
Okay.
And it was actually, again, I don't know. Ironically, I don't think Jace and Victor are actually gay in the show.
No.
But you could definitely squeeze an edit or two out of that for sure.
I mean, you could ship them. People ship all kinds of characters that aren't necessarily meant to be shipped, especially in the Dragon Ball universe specifically.
Yes, but people will ship anybody, but sometimes it just makes no sense at all to me. I'm like, how did your brain even result in that?
I mean, they got a kind of a tight bromance going on. You know, I mean, they worked in the lab together.
That's what I'm saying. This one is earned. Like this one is earned. I understand why people would ship this. Literally, like, bro, without too much spoilers, like he steps out. He's like, what am I? You're alive. It's like, oh damn, just kiss him already, bro. You ain't gotta explain yourself, bro. That's your lab partner right there. But yeah, actually, pretty good show. I would recommend. A little slow. I wouldn't say as good as the first season, but I kind of don't even remember the first season. Anyway, back to Daima. I do think it's speaking of slow, actually. Like you said, I just think we're at a point where Daima, we're finally 6 episodes in. I think we're gonna start. The adventure has been started, but in terms of like hitting those checkpoints, we brought this up in our reaction, but everything that was on our to-do list is still very much on our to-do list with no progress being checked off, bro. Like the Tamagotchis are still out there to fight. The three robots guarding the Dragon Balls, all out there. We're still in Demon World 1. I kind of thought at the beginning of the series we would be jumping from Demon World 1 to 2 to 3. Still could happen, but it's looking less likely now.
Yeah, I mean, definitely more of a progressive thing. By the way, I know he's saying Tamagotchis, which is like a funny thing to say, but they're Tamagamis, I believe is how you say it, right?
Yeah, Tamagotchi is correct.
Dude, I hate you, bro.
You think there's a guy in the comments that's just like, I already commented about it. But yeah, I'm excited to see the robot. This was so I don't know. I feel like, what do you think? Do you think casual Dragon Ball fans have tapped in yet?
I have a theory. So first off, I just want to like protect mine and Dotto's Dragon Ball card really quick. Again, we're reacting to this and I'm having a blast. You know what I mean? I mean,
no, this is good.
Yeah, I'm thoroughly enjoying this. I think, again, I think where we're at is that for the casual side, you know what I mean? The people that when you see the tweets of like, well, they don't actually like Dragon Ball if they don't blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, whatever, dude. Like the casual side, I think it still is decently confusing because it takes place before Dragon Ball Super. And for the general fandom, when you see all the like, when I'm scrolling reels or TikToks and I see the edits, they're always edits of UI Goku, or it's this cool manga edit of like shit I ain't even read yet, with like you know, Ego, Vegeta and freaking UI Goku doing like shenanigans. Like that is, I think, where a lot of the fandom is, and a lot of the fandom like wants the series to be. And love it or hate it, but that's just kind of where we're at. So I think it's really hard for the majority anyway to come back and enjoy them being mini versions and not having access to the god abilities and all of that. Well, I am actually, I don't know, like obviously this episode, I guess there's no way to really continue to talk. You clicked on a podcast where we talk about Dragon Ball Diamond pretty in depth. So listen, spoiler warning, it's over. It's done. Goku goes Super Saiyan this episode. And it was actually like a true drawn out like transformation. That was sick. That was one of the things I applauded Broly for, DBS Broly, because it brought back the long transformation scenes, which are like some of the coolest scenes in the entire series. Like them just being able to pop into it, not nearly as cool as them like actually charging up and actually going into it in a proper full on transformation scene, which is what we got here in Dragon Ball Daima today on episode 6, Lightning. And so I think that from the initial standpoint, Dotto, it's just a hard sell to what is a modern Dragon Ball fan. And I think that is why. And I think what we're presuming is a slow adoption rate to this series is also due to the fact that I talked about this interaction. This is what you're referring to, but I said in the reaction that I felt like if you made a checklist from episode 1 or 2 of the things we thought they were going to do and things we've obviously talked about on this podcast of like, they need to get the 3 Dragon Balls, which are 3 different tasks. They need to save Dende and they need to defeat Goma. Those are 5 tasks pretty easily summed up within the first 2 episodes of the series. We've not done any of those and we're on episode 6 of a 20 episode series. So
is it only 20 episodes?
Again, we don't, I've searched this, and if someone could definitively like link something in the comments that takes me to like an official article, but every time I search this, it just says 20 and I can never find like a full 100% confirmation on that, but I'm fairly positive it's only 20 episodes, which means that we are like genuinely, what would that put us at? Every 2 episodes is 10%. So we're genuinely 30% of the way through the series right here, right now, after today.
Yeah, I just looked it up. Everything says pretty much hints at around 20.
Yeah.
Latin America, 20 episodes. So 6, I mean, yeah, we're almost halfway through, which I guess gives us still a ton of time. Like we have like more than 10 weeks. So we're going to be talking about Daima for a long time here. But yeah, I just, and a lot of this could be like just fake memories from my head. But when I say casual Dragon Ball fan, I guess I just mean somebody that watches Dragon Ball, but maybe not necessarily would watch like Let's Plays on it or like definitely not a podcast about it or anything like that. So if you're watching this video, I know you might want to say like, oh, I'm a casual Dragon Ball fan.
Yeah, but you're probably not.
For all intents and purposes, you are not. You are so lost in the sauce, bro. You're watching a podcast about it, which is not a bad thing. I'm more lost in the sauce than you.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're the ones that wanted to make a podcast where we talked about it. Yeah, so we're pretty lost in the sauce, too.
And then if we're bad, there are some people out there that update the wiki, and they're just gone. They're not coming out. I feel like I don't really get like comments on my like Dado Doya YouTube channel. Like, oh, the dime episode was crazy. Did you see the dime
That's
episode
a good
this week?
Point. Like, dude, I used to get I didn't watch DBS immediately, I would get spoiled.
You're just right. Like randomly. And I haven't seen that for Daima. Again, because nothing really crazy has happened. I don't really see, you were right about TikToks. I haven't really gotten too many TikToks. I think I got one with the burger scene.
I haven't gotten a single Daima TikTok, by the way. I didn't even really think about the fact that I was saying that in a way, but I get quite a few Dragon Ball edited things, and I haven't got a single Daima.
I get a lot of anime edits. I get a lot of anime edits and Dragon Ball. But yeah, and don't get me wrong, I think Super took a little while to warm up to the delayed impact. Like, again, it was kind of like, oh, I haven't really seen it. And then all of a sudden in real life, it was like people started showing up with like Revival of Frieza shirts. And like, oh, I love Goku. Like Goku Black, I think, is like the changing point where people were like, yeah, I Goku Black's cool. And then like, oh, people know Super, and then Tournament of Power was just game over. Like it was, but yeah, the comments thing is what really brought it to my mind. Cause I was literally last night, I was sitting there like, damn, I haven't read shit. Like I used to have to delete comments from about Super. Like the episode would come out and I would get a comment immediately like, oh my God, this episode was crazy. Goku just dunked on Jiren. So I wonder if that will happen. I feel like Daima is maybe a bit too artsy. At least so far.
Are we like just asking for them to spoil our shit right now? Like, or like they're like, okay, bet, Dotto. Guess what, man? Next week when Glorio goes like Super Glorio, I'm gonna comment about it. Frame one, bud.
Super Glorio would be crazy. And actually, honestly, makes sense because when Goku goes Super Saiyan, he's like, what the fuck was that? It's Super Saiyan. Huh. Interesting.
I could do that too.
I feel like Super Glorio could be. Yeah, it could be in the cards. But hey, if they want to, at least it would show me that Daima's getting the peeps riled up, you know?
Artsy, I feel like artsy is a good way to put that, by the way. That's probably a really good way to say Daima. Go ahead, sorry though. What Daima is.
No, I mean it is. This is just an overall artsier show than Super. Like Super was very, in a loving way, because I did enjoy it a lot. But Super was very like, you know.
Meathead moments.
It was pretty much Meathead. It was Dragon Ball Z Meathead amplified up, screaming. You know, dude, but those, I mean, we got two tournament arcs. Dude, so that pretty much shows you.
Those DBS edits though go crazy. All right, let's do like listen. Yeah, Rob,
Dragon Ball Super was ugly as shit for a lot of it too.
Hey, this
I think
is
it goes
true.
To show how many people just like the core fundamental concept of. Strong guy screams, strong guy punch, maybe strong guy fuse. I don't know. I mean, it could get a little crazy. But yeah, I guess I'm just waiting. I feel like it will happen. I think it's just going to take something crazy, like the fusion. I did see a Geekdom tweet where he was, I guess this also goes to show that maybe it's not hitting as much. Because I saw a Geekdom tweet that was like, I just want to let everybody know that's not watching it. You might want to watch it because there is going to be some crazy stuff at the end that I haven't revealed or I haven't spoiled, which I believe that even if he didn't say that, I believe that something crazy is happening.
Oh, dude. Yeah. This is all set up. This is all. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
I really think like it will happen. I think the change is going to come, but it's going to be all of a sudden kind of like Boruto, you know, Boruto went pretty silent and it still is relatively silent. Internet speaking, but you didn't really see many Boruto fans. Then all of a sudden, Two Blue Vortex came out. And now all of a sudden, I'm looking around. I'm like, wait a minute. I can come out? I can say I like Boruto? I think it's going to take that one big moment, which I think will probably have to be the fusion. Or Glorio's death, whichever one comes first.
Dude.
And a rage moment off the death.
I'm thinking Glorio just straight up becomes king. I think that's how this ends.
Incorrect. Pansy's gonna become queen. She's literally a princess.
You're right. Never mind. Okay. Actually, yeah.
Damn, folded on the fan theory hella fast.
I think Gloria will die, but I don't think it'll be like by Goku's hands. I think he is gonna turn heel for sure, and then he's gonna come back and he's gonna like sacrifice himself like in some insane.
He's making the sacrifice play for sure.
Yeah.
And then Pansy, because she has the collar on right now. We didn't even talk about this, but this episode it's revealed that Pansy has one of the collars that the
demon, you know,
they
realm
basically brand them with. Yeah, yeah. The third world, like I don't know. That's not befitting of a princess. So she's gonna like get that breaking off of her for sure. This is a rags to riches story. She's gonna lead with a kind heart.
So I guess this is a deep time to mention this and to say this, but I guess what I will definitely ask: are you watching Daima, or are you just listening to us talk about it? Like, are you like genuinely like just you can just go down. You don't have to like type a bunch. You could just put a one if you're watching, a two if you aren't. Actually, maybe don't do that because then they might think we're botting. But just like let us know. I'm genuinely curious if everyone is actually watching the show. I'm with you though on the not letting it stack up, because I think that, well, first off, we couldn't do this. Well, we could do this pod. We actually have tons of Dragon Ball Z rewatch stuff just sitting there in the loom until Diamond is over. But like the week to week is more fun, and like trying to guess like what all's going on and having these discussions about Gloria sacrificing herself. Because if you wait for all of it and watch all 20 episodes back to back, you're going to know, like you could ask that question and then you're going to know in like 2 hours, you know what I mean? Like, well, I'll just watch like 8 more episodes real quick and I'll see. Oh yeah, there it is. There's the sacrifice. Cool, man. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it would be pretty like quick too. Like I honestly get it more for something like Attack on Titan, because like, you know, there are some cliffhangers in Attack on Titan that are so fucking brutal that like, it's not even worth it. You know, like it really is not worth it. It just is. I could go on about this all day for the scars I carry from not being able to wait. But with Daima, I feel like, you know, it's kind of like a in the moment thing. Like it's just fights and then it's fun. And then, you know, it's good. I think it's a good weekly pace show, even though it does bother me that they have the intro. Oh, yeah. I wanted to go back. I totally forgot about this. Sorry, I'm tired. I also wanted to ask, adding on to Nano's addendum, I'm just going to staple this in here. If you have friends, you know, some people have friends, you know, not all of us, but let's look around the room and see who does. And if your friends are into shit like Dragon Ball, but maybe not as much as you do they even know what Daima is? Like, do they care? Have they heard about it? Have they seen anything on it? That's what I'm more interested in. I feel like people here, most of you guys are probably going to watch it or are just like waiting for the English dub or something like that. Like, going to watch it, but maybe, you know, just not right now. I would say, I would bet a good 60% of you probably be watching this shit. Because it's good. I just need one hype episode to know that people are out there, bro. Because if we weren't doing this podcast, other than DBS Hype, that is the only guy where that shit would go live. I would see 3 tweets instantaneously to the point where I actually did have to mute the notaries. So I took it away from myself, but now I kind of miss the fan reactions.
So here's another thing too, and I'm contributing to this because we actually had a discussion on my reaction. I actually have not tweeted in almost like 20 days just because I've not really been on there that much. But when I do get on there, like I'll probably get on there later and I guess I'll see, but at least like the last several weeks, I've not even seen my friends even tweet about Daima. I'm sure they might be watching it, but I think the fact that it doesn't even need to be like a meathead moment, but I do feel like there's not even been anything that you would even really make a tweet about. Is there, you know, like, is that also maybe part of the problem? Like, is there even anything you'd even want to be like you finished watching it and you're like, damn, yeah, that was good. But you're like, I don't really need to like talk about this. You know, is that why maybe we're not seeing it, you think?
Yeah, I just don't think anything's happened like that that is really tweetable, other than Super Saiyan this time, which I've seen a few, but they're under like the DBS Hype post.
This guy's just glazing like, DBS. It's just DBS Hype, DBS.
Well, because that's the only one I've seen, bro. Him, one tweet from Geekdom. And then that's it. Like a couple here and there after that. And then the fusion thing, you know, that was like the most buildup I've seen.
Yeah. The fusion, that's not true. I guess what I said, cause the fusion thing got a few tweets on my timeline, but outside of that, like, it's not really, but I think that this show is meant to be more of a slow burn, and it is almost like not necessarily course correcting what Dragon Ball Super did, but also not fair, because I did see something Carthy tweeted that I thought would be interesting just to like ask if you can even remember. But comparing the first like six episodes of like Dragon Ball to Z to GT to Super to this, and I can't totally remember like Dragon Ball or GT's kind of, because I kind of sort of recently watched it, but Dragon Ball Z, we just watched it about a year ago, and Dragon Ball Super, I remember those first six decently well. I mean, this first six is a really strong first six episodes. Maybe not Dragon Ball Z Raditz level.
I was gonna say, to be honest though, if the pacing was a more modernized thing, Dragon Ball Z would blow this out of the fucking water first six. It's not even, but that's just because Dragon Ball Z starts so strong.
Yes. Because it picks up from the end of Dragon Ball, which is what it has, like, which I guess this picks up on the end of Dragon Ball Z, but I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Z definitely has the much stronger first six episodes, but then, to be fair, the next, like, 15 of Dragon Ball Z are pretty,
that's the fall-off. That's the fall-off arc. That's crazy.
If we were to probably compare this 20-episode run versus 20 episodes in any of the other series, it's probably going to be the strongest first 20 episodes of the series.
Yes, this will be the most bulletproof. Just this is going to be just a show, which is really nice. But yeah, the first, I mean, it pretty much is the Dragon Ball Z is actually how you get crazy with it, because I do think part of what makes Z so good, by the way, is just immediate Raditz comes in.
Yes.
You're actually a Saiyan from a whole other planet, and I'm your brother. And the world is 10 times bigger than you thought, and you guys are weak as fuck. And it's just like, damn, dude, you just came in and one page just changed the whole goddamn shit up. It's been 200 chapters, and you just changed the whole thing. Another thing, this is the last thing I think actually affects Daima's slow start, which we've already talked about, but it not being just a continuation, it not being just the next step, I think is just... another thing that people are just like, oh, I guess it's not like, it's not that it's not canon. It's just not new. It's not the next thing.
Yeah, there's something that's weird about it that doesn't totally feel new. And again, that's because, again, a part of Dragon Ball is this power level thing. And we know that there are gods and like they can go in these god forms and blah blah blah, and so just like it does, whether you want it to or not, it does take from it. I did take a lot of notes about episode six that I would love to be able to share.
Okay, one quick thing I do want to say, because I actually do want to give as the number one hater before this show came out about powering down and making everything weak, I will say Daima has done an amazing job compared to like GT, where it doesn't feel as bad to me, because very clearly the entire show says, Goku, you're like crazy strong. You're amazing, but you've been cursed and this is like horrible for you and you're weak now. And then like, again, we'll probably get to it in your notes, but even in this episode, Glorio and Goku fight and Glorio's like, you shouldn't talk shit to me. You know, you have no idea. Like you're a kid, like you're probably strong. You probably were strong, but you're weak. And Goku still washes him. So I feel like it's still painting Goku out to be like, even though he's cursed, even though he is weaker, he is still 10 times stronger than 99% of people walking around, which makes it less painful for me. Like, it's not like we're watching Goku get folded by some guy that beatboxes, you know, it's not painful yet. Like that's when it pisses me off.
Okay.
But acknowledging that he's weak, but he's still handling people. Like there's not been one moment yet where he's like, ah, if only I wasn't a weak little baby.
There's no way he's got a Parapara Brothers reference in this episode. That's
yes,
crazy,
bro. He's not getting embarrassed by some fucking Joe Schmo that should have got his head ripped off at 3 seconds ago. God damn. All right, but go ahead. Notes time.
Notes, or just really a quick rundown. If you do just watch this podcast to consume and reflect on what you watched in episode six, Lightning of Dragon Ball Daima. So. I think so. The first real notable thing, I mean, there was some toilet paper. It was hard as a rock.
Gotta get my nails on.
Goku had to go poo, and it just so happens.
That was in your notes?
It wasn't, but I'm just, you know, just reflecting really fast. You know,
just reflecting.
The police show up and they ask if they've seen anyone with a pole and spiky hair, and of course he's off pooing at the time, so that they run away. Now at this exact time, which you already mentioned it, we also find out that guess what? Pansy has a collar, which is how they're able to track the demons in the third demon realm, how they're able to, I guess, extract their life or whatever. And they can also, of course, can like activate them to make them like, you know. But anyway, then we hop into the plane to go off on our adventure. And that's where we find out that Glens are from a Glen tree. That means that Supreme Kai was born from a tree. And there
looks like an onion.
Five Glen trees. So the Glens come from different trees. So they're not all related because they come from separate trees. And we also find out that Supreme Kai does not eat. He only drinks. And Goku says, so are you a plant? And I think Supreme Kai basically says no. Like, not necessarily is essentially his answer. And in that same conversation, we find out that Supreme Kai is 216 years older than Degesu. Now, in this same time, and this is one of the conflicting things that I'm like, what? This doesn't make much sense. So Supreme Kai has a brother, Degesu, who we've met, who's like the right-hand man to Goma. And then Supreme Kai also has a sister, which is Dr. Arinsu, more on her in a minute. Who's actually an older sister of his. But then somehow Pansy mentions something that makes Supreme Kai say that Glens don't have genders. But it's weird because he refers to himself, or not, maybe not as himself, but he definitely refers to Degesu as his brother and Dr. Arinsu as a sister, and then says there's no like differentiating factors about them, but I don't know, when you be looking at the characters, there's definitely some differentiating factors, okay? So this was a very, like, weird thing. I don't know. Maybe this was just more or less trying to say, like, they don't have, like, they're created from the plant, so they don't, like, necessarily reproduce amongst themselves or something. I don't know if that was really just the main point they were trying to, like, phone in on. And then in the midst of this, just one last little lore dump for you guys. I don't know if this will come back up and be important at some point, but Pansy does mention to Glorio that the third demon realm has not one, but two sons. So I don't know if this is going to come back up, but that was just like a small like lore drop of something that will come back up later and we'll need a son for something. I don't know, but just mentioning that there, or something to do with the moons and like it's a small window for the moon being out because I have two sons. I don't know. Just wanted to bring that up. Dotto, anything you want to add on that before I continue on here?
No, I mean, you pretty much got through the lore dump. It was a dime of 5 minutes, lots of lore.
Yeah, it is. So it's always so weird how they do this. Like, it's not to say these episodes have all been formulaic, but there's definitely like a certain, they, you know, it's a little bit of a funny little intro. Okay, here's a shit ton of like lore.
just they bombed the Wikipedia, guys, just yep. Immediately.
Yep. Like, and then oh, it's shit. Some action, and then it's like off to the preview. So some specifics we found out about Glorio once we land is that he is from the third demon realm, but was hired by someone in the first demon realm, and he will not tell them. Pansy just straight up asks, and he won't tell them. And Supreme Kai kind of like prods him a bit. None of that's really important though, because basically like 2 minutes after this sequence, we see everyone sleeping, but Glorio is not there. And that's because Glorio is out on a device talking to none other than Dr. Arinsu. So Supreme Kai's older sister is presumably maybe not the one that necessarily put Glorio 100% up to, because I still think there could be a fake out here, but at bare minimum she is like the liaison between Glorio and maybe someone else. But as of right now, just pointing to just Dr. Arinsu being the one that has put Glorio up to this to essentially defeat Goma. So that leads us to the Minotaur waking everyone up and wanting to fight, and for whatever reason that somehow leads to Goku and Glorio fighting. So the Minotaur wakes everyone up, is gonna fight them and then eat them, And then somehow it gets spun into Goku and Glorio fighting, which is our truly first like fight and witnessing what Glorio can do, and also seeing Goku go Super Saiyan. And Glorio specifically uses magic here, which is like, first when we were watching it, Dotto, we both said, is there much of a, like you said in your head, Kenan, key, magic, whatever, same thing. I would say they definitely are distinctly different here, for sure. I think they're...
Yeah, but bro is, I mean, he's throwing them out like key attacks to me.
Yes, they all do look like key attacks with like small effect differences, but for the most part, these do be looking like key attacks. I mean, he literally hits the, what is it called? Elegant Blaster.
I mean, yeah, he's charging up moves. He's screaming. He does well, I guess he didn't ball. Really scream.
He did a death ball, or a mini death ball, but a death ball. Did an Elegant Blaster. I mean, I was halfway expecting him to do a Final Flash there at one point.
Now, that would have been crazy. A lightning. I don't know why he has so much lightning magic.
Yeah, there but was
he
a...
is. I think it's important to know he's clouded up. Like, everybody else is pretty impressed except Goku. But most people are pretty impressed with his skills. So I guess it goes to show... like the magic power level, like I guess Glorio does rank pretty high.
Yeah, against base Goku.
Well, I'm saying like Goku just kind of outmatches him for sure. But in terms of like most people,
everyone else. Okay.
Yeah. Like everybody else in the demon world. Like,
got it.
He's up there. I would assume he can't like beat a, I always forget their name. What are the robots?
Tamagami.
I assume he can't 1v1 them, but you know, I think he's probably got a better chance than 99% of people in the world.
I would presume that you're correct, because why else would they need to go get Goku? Like, if he was really that strong to collect the Dragon Balls and overturn Goma, then he would have done it himself. He wouldn't have had been sent on a errand to go get Goku and have Goku come do it for them, essentially. Anyway, so they fight. This fight sequence was actually really, really good. I feel like probably worthy of your key membership, which you can do here on YouTube by clicking the join button or going over to patreon.com/keymoments to watch our reactions to the episodes every single week. And of course, if you just were to do it right now, then you would have access to all six of our episodes. You could binge it if you're like behind on Dragon Ball Daima. After that, though, Goku does win. He goes Super Saiyan. This actually, I'm going to go back and I said I would do this last week. I'm going to truly do this before our next podcast. I'm going to watch the trailer. But I do actually think that this, if you watched the trailer for Dragon Ball Daima, like the final one before the series began, and you saw the Super Saiyan screenshot, this is that specific moment, because you see him go Super Saiyan and like throw his hands up like this and sort of deflect some sort of beam. This is that shot. So I actually do think now that we're past this episode, at least in terms of what you would probably be like the big takeaways, like not saying you couldn't watch the trailer and find some random little hidden things here and there, but for the most part, the big takeaways, I think everything's happened now, like truly. So we are really going into the unknown past this episode for real, as compared to at least what the trailer gave away. So this is that shot. It's here. It's done. After they fight, the Minotaur is like, yo, I'm good, man. I just remembered I actually had a big meal last night, so I'm good. We go over to actually Earth, which is a pretty like dope thing, because that means Vegeta. And Vegeta, Kibito, and Piccolo are trying to take off in the plane. It's not a spaceship, but the plane that Bulma apparently fixed up starts to take off. Guess what? It fails, and Bulma's entire ego is completely like... fractured, because
she looks fucking crushed.
Yeah, she wasn't able to fix it. Now, this means that they are probably pretty close, though. I have to imagine the Majin is literally like an episode away from showing up. But in the preview for next week, which is called Color, so it means we're probably going to get the color off Pansy. But in the preview for next week, it doesn't show like anything to do with Vegeta in them. So this, I don't know, man. Dotto, you're...
I think we're in for another episode of Know Them. I think maybe we just got one tease, and maybe we'll get another tease, and then. But I think 3-4 episodes max they'll be here.
Okay. Do you think that we're going to hit like hyperspeed, like 10 episodes of like pure raw setup, and then 11 through 20 are just like Tamagami down, Tamagami down, Tamagami down, Goma killed. All right, now here's the new secret final boss. Like, do you think it's going to be just damn, like one after a one, like, or
I don't. I think we're gonna pick up though. I don't think we're gonna one like one after one, but I do think it'll be like maybe we get one and then three episodes and then we're fighting the next one.
Would you be disappointed if it never picked up and it's just this the entire way?
I just don't know how they'd even fucking finish it. Like, what do you mean? Like, is it just gonna end? They're just gonna say, damn, we ran out of time.
Yeah, well, I tossed around the idea of like, what if this series doesn't, what if they don't do everything because like it ends and this is actually only part one of a part two series or something?
That would be so bad. I would be so upset. I would be so upset.
Like this ends and like it's a trailer or like it says to be continued and like it ends around the time they finish off like the second Tamagami or something like that.
That'd be crazy. Okay. I just want this to be a one and done. I need it to be a one and done.
Okay. So we're enjoying it, but you want it to be a one and done. Got it.
Yes. Yeah. I'm enjoying it, but I want this to be a contained story. I ain't trying to come back for season two of Daima. I'm trying to just ride it out. I'm trying to have the Daima experience.
Got it. Now that's like 100% respectable. So that is pretty much the episode. Any like closing remarks before we give our rating here for, episode 6 Lightning?
Let's see. No, I think it's a pretty, you know, basic episode overall. I mean, we got a cool fight, but yeah, I mean, we covered everything. We got the lore dump. This is a standard Daima episode. This is about as by the books as you can get.
Yeah, I think I'm ready. I think you went first last time, I feel like. So I think it's my turn to go first. Let me know when you're ready.
I'll throw mine up. Mine's already been thrown up. I'll throw it up a couple times. I'll flash it.
This feels like, it's a weird feeling for me, Dotto, because I feel like I would give it a 9. But also, maybe the stakes are getting heavier on the series as we're getting deeper into the series. So what would have probably been a 9, like maybe 3 weeks ago, I think it's an 8 today. So I'm going to go with an 8 on episode 6 here. This is a good
This is a good episode. I also gave it an 8. Oh, damn, I also gave it an 8. I feel like it was good. I mean, we got the Glorio Goku fight, which was pretty cool, but other than that, and I thought the whole bit of like the Minotaur just showing up and basically causing that to happen was funny. But I mean, that was pretty much it, right? Like it was a 5-minute fight.
Yeah, it was a really good fight. I just like, and I'm not trying to like tiptoe around this really, but because I'm not trying to have the slice of lifers like on my ass here. But at some point, like you have to start having like real conflict. You know, like for like things to be totally, truly interesting. And at some point we need to have that conflict with that third Demon Realm Tamagami. And so I just wonder how much longer do we have to keep waiting until that comes to like fruition, essentially. So I'm still tapped in. It's still Dragon Ball. I'm still here no matter what. And I'm definitely, there's no way you can get me for giving an 8 here, because an 8 is like a solid score. But I definitely do think that we need a little something, you know, not even necessarily meathead moment, just like a little something. Like, I just feel like we're not, like, they mentioned 4 days of travel, and I don't know, it just feels, it's so weird. And also, I think if for some reason I was, like, let's say the final 10 are just, like, jam-packed, and it is just absolutely lightning speed, that's almost like, I feel like a mismanagement of, like, time here. Like, I think, you know, if that ends up how is it being, like, we should have had a different speed in these first few. So, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see where the series goes from here. But Dotto, this does bring us to book club, a fun club. Little thing that we do. Is there anything that you would want to, I have a question. I know we
said, go ahead. It's on you.
But my book club question to you guys is, do you think Dr. Arensu is the actual person that has Glorio up to something, or do you think there is a mysterious third figure that is ultimately going to be revealed as like the person that put Arensu up like to hiring Glorio? Dotto, is there anything you want to add to that?
No, I think that's pretty good question, because we did ask before about Glorio, and you know, it got revealed that he's working for
Arensu. Glorio's just kind of the go-to question of all these episodes.
I agree. He's the only guy with some mystery. We need a bad guy.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. I think we just leave it at that. You know, we don't want to overdo it, because the one week we overdid the questions,
yeah,
we didn't have a question for next week because we had a repeat.
I have another question.
I'm good at leaving it at that.
I'll leave it for next week. I'm going to write it down right now, my question next week.
I also had one. I also had one, and I'm just going to remember it.
Okay.
But you want me to read this first book club comment?
Go for it.
From special celebrity guest.
Oh, really?
At user Rhyme Style on the Sparking Zero episode, Sparking Zero, the game that's predominantly on PlayStation 5, falling off based on PC numbers, sounds about Twitter. Does the game have issues? Sure. But the narrative we see every month when a new game comes out and people move on, have jobs, no game ever will retain 100% player base it has on day one. Remember when Xenoverse 2 had 8 players on Steam but maintained a player base of over a million on PS alone for the past year? Dead game, in quotations, by the way. Thoughts on that, Nano?
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much is in line with what we were saying the entire last podcast, which is Sparking Zero isn't dead. It's just such a weird thing to show the day one numbers and be like, yo, it fell off 90%. Like, bro, let's go pull up Wukong numbers, man. That probably shows a 99% fall off. Like, that game peaked at 2 million players. You know how many are probably playing it right now? It ain't at least 200,000, so it's less than 2%, like, or less than 10%. So, like, yeah, I don't know. I know Wukong's a single player game, but it's just another example of it's silly to look at those numbers and try to base
percentage fall off is even stupider than just the other stuff. Like, percentage based is something I will never get. But yeah, I don't even think the PC numbers are bad, honestly. If the PC numbers were bad, I would definitely say that and be like, damn, this shit kind of crazy. How did this many people just all agree not to play the game? But the PC numbers are still pretty good.
Yeah,
so
they're as of 44 minutes ago, they're still 10,500 Dotto. So
yeah, that's still really good, and that's still 10,000 from last week. So that's showing it's pretty consistent, and will probably stay at the 8,000, 10,000 range for the next month to come. So I'm not worried about it. But thank you, at YouTube user Rhymestyle, for the brutal takedown of the Sparking Zero agenda, anti-Sparking Zero agenda.
So, comma D comes through with, I'm thinking Vegeta and Piccolo are going to show up during the fight against the third realm Tamagami. The dates just line up. 4 days for Goku's gang to get there, a few days for Vegeta's gang to get to the demon realm. Each episode so far has been mostly one day in universe, so I'm predicting episode 9. Imagine Goku's getting beat up by the Tamagami, Vegeta and Piccolo kick it away, roll credits, get hype for next week. Cool.
Oh, I misunderstood the comment. By third realm to Tamagami, I thought they meant the third Tamagami they fight. It. And I was like, holy shit.
We're in the
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
We're in the third demon realm. I'm actually probably with you on this to some extent. I think this probably lines up with literally what we just said. I think you literally just said, like, you thought we might see them in 2 or 3 episodes or something. So that would be, I mean, that would line up 100%. So
that's when I realized I was wrong in his comment. When he said episode 9, I said, well, that's not fucking possible. We are not fighting all 3 Tamagamis by episode 9.
So Dad Dude Triple. Oh, sorry. Were you going to go ahead?
Dad Dude Triple. Let's get it.
So time stamped last week because you made a Robin comment and I said, are you Todd or Jason, by the way? Well, Jason Todd is the same guy.
So, I just assumed that they were not. I don't really know that stuff super well, so I got what you were going for.
Yeah. Anyway, I should have said Jason or Dick, basically. But then if you didn't get it, you might be like, hang on, what is he asking about?
You a Jason or Dick kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what?
Anyway, listen, guys, just for my on the fly, just trying to insert that. There's so many comments about that, Donald. Like, I would say a good probably 20-ish% of the comments on that video were about the Jason or Todd. Like, but on the fly, just like that, guys, give me, like, don't take my Batman card just yet, man. Give me some credit, bro. At least I got it to some extent. Damn.
At least you said a character, guys. Exactly. Like, come on, dude.
All right, you got us with
Nolan.
You
don't want him to shoot you down just for fly. Yeah, I got you. Nolan Jeffroy. Or Jeffroy?
I would say Jeffroy.
I feel like Joffrey. You'll have to let us know, Nolan. Or what if he's like, why did they dox me? Dotto, would you agree DBFC scaled characters to their strength in the show super well? Like, everyone has the same health and damaging normals, but strong characters like UI, Gogeta, Vegito have a lot of moves that reflect how they move in the show. Teleporting blasts, huge ultras, etc. and canonically weaker characters like Yamcha have more grounded moves and a more tame approach to their design. I would say for the most part, yes. I think it's just a very well-balanced game that is still cool. Against your point, I just don't think that in a well-balanced game, I just don't think that the truth is that in order to make a Dragon Ball character feel like themselves, you need them to be inherently much stronger than any other character. I think you can take Gogeta Blue, like you said, and give him the clones and like the big beams and all this stuff. And then that's fine. Or you can give UI Goku, like it's just about making the character accurate to what people like the character for, like giving Goku the ability to walk through Ki Blast. It's just cool. It's just an interesting part of the character that makes him interesting to play. And then you balance around the kit to not make him incredibly fucking broken. So great job. Dragon Ball FighterZ remains the greatest thing ever created by humanity.
I think it's so, that's going to be one of the funniest things is on the build up, seeing so many people try to like change on FighterZ. And like, I'm not even the biggest FighterZ glazer, but I'm like, you guys have lost your mind if you think Sparking Zero is visually and all these things. I just think FighterZ objectively is the best made Dragon Ball game of all time. I think from a core mechanic standpoint, and because I think like most of those character designs are like damn near hand drawn or something like that. Like, I don't know. That game just will forever, to me, even if I didn't play it that much, stand on a pedestal that the only thing that I think will conquer it is a Dragon Ball FighterZ 2. Like, that's, I don't know. I don't
the
know.
Artistry, the artistry was just really crazy. I mean, it's, it was a crazy project. It's like if you gave fucking, if you wanted to make a Dragon Ball first person shooter, and if instead of Bandai doing it in house, they were like, you know what? Let's just get the Call of Duty team on this shit. Like, it's just like, oh, wow. Now you just made a great game for the industry. Like, people like this, and it doesn't even really have to do with the characters. It's just good. The FighterZ.
Thank you, Mr. Yeah. I saw someone, the last thing I'll say on this, and then we can move on to the next comment, but I saw someone, their argument for Sparking being better. Again, I think this is a silly argument, by the way. All the money goes into Bandai's pocket. It really doesn't matter. But they were like, well, FighterZ can be ran on a Switch and Sparking Zero can't, so that means FighterZ is worse. I'm like, what? I think you just mean FighterZ is like actually optimized. There's something timeless about FighterZ. Like, I think FighterZ will look good in 20 years still. Like, FighterZ just looks like the show. Like, I don't know. FighterZ is just, I don't know, man. FighterZ is crazy. FighterZ is crazy.
Yeah, there's just less going on. It's just a 2D fighter, you know. You don't have to have
also,
all the blast.
Let's just be fair, Donald.
Damage.
That game is like not even 10 gigs on PC. I think it's just really well optimized. Can we just be honest? Like, I think it's just an optimized game.
They cooked. They knew what they was doing.
All right, Travis Lee over on Patreon, by the way, we actually grabbed some things from Patreon this time. So, you know what, Patreon key members, leave us some comments as well. Travis Lee says, I'm revising my theory a little from the last book club. I think he is somehow related to a previous Demon King. I want to say Deborah, as he looks like Mira, but he can't be related to him or Toa as they aren't canon quotes yet. I agree with the air theory, but it seems, did I say that right? I agree with you. Yeah. But it seems weird based on him seemingly being from the third demon realm, maybe a child left into poverty, like an Aladdin trope. And number two, I think we're getting closer.
This is about Glorio, by the way.
Yes. Number two, I think we're getting closer to Vegeta and Piccolo appearing. I'm thinking near a final fight for the first or second realm as it would make the most sense. No, I think, again, Travis, I think it's closer to while they're still in the third realm, because I think Donald and I actually have spoke before where we thought it might be second or first realm, but now with the gate thing and all of that, I think that they need to catch up to them while they're still in the third, and then they'll travel as a big unit into the second and first. So, but I agree. Yeah, it could be like Glorio. Glorio really is like a bastard. He's like the Jon Snow of the demon realm or something. He's like a bastardized son that's like was thrown into the third demon realm and like raised there by the streets type shit. So. Sure.
Yeah, I like it.
And our final book club of the week, Blue's Clues, back again. Huge shout out to both of you, by the way. I get equally as giddy from Daima as I do from tuning into you guys to do your thing. Thank you. We appreciate that. I'm hoping we'll have just seen Piccolo, Vegeta, and Co enter the Demon Realm and hope they reunite with Goku and company next episode, episode 7. By the looks of things with the intro, Piccolo and Vegeta could be there for at least some of the fight against the first Tamagami. Quick little side note on Saiyans potentially being from the Demon Realm. I would say without debate, the top three most important species in Dragon Ball are Namekians. The namesake and main plot device of the series is their wish orbs. Saiyans, majority of the main cast are Saiyans. Kais, the modern expansion of Dragon Ball, relied heavily on expanding the god hierarchy that started with them from the Buu era of Dragon Ball. Within the first three episodes of Daima, two-thirds of the most important species were confirmed from the Demon Realm. I say go all in and make it all three. That's not a bad idea either. What do you think, Dotto? Do you think the Saiyans will be revealed to have been from the have some level of tie to the Demon Realm or no?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess I'm still betting on they won't.
I like it. A torn podcast. I think they will to some extent. I think something this Dotto, we've talked about it enough. This show loves dropping lore. And at some point,
yeah, I mean it does.
At some point, Dotto, we're gonna get this like Goma's about to be defeated and he's like, you a demon too, you know, or some bullshit like that. Like, I don't know. There's gonna be some random just like blah of just wait. You mean I'm a demon? Like, I don't know.
Must drop 5 minutes of intense lore before I die.
Exactly. Oh, man. Dotto! With that, though.
Dotto!
I think do you hear that?
It's the music, Dotto! The music again!
Oh, that means they are about to click on another episode if they want. If they're on YouTube, and if they're not, they should leave us a rating. We'll see you in the next one. Bye!
It's the dude. Oh.